Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Hello and good morning and welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show. Great to be back with you. Thank you for listening. My number is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Call now. I've got lines open right now. As I am wont to do, I'd like to start with a bit of good news. Indiana, the AP reported yesterday, Indiana became the first state in the nation to approve abortion restrictions since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The ban, which takes effect on September 15th, includes some exceptions, unfortunately, but it's incremental progress. Abortions would be permitted in case of rape and incest before 10 weeks post-fertilization to protect the life and the physical health of the mother, which Dr. Anthony Levitino, by the way, says is never necessary. That's sort of a wives' tale. And you say, who is Dr. Anthony Levitino? Well, he happens to be a teaching physician, an OBGYN. I believe he was on the faculty at Harvard, if I'm not mistaken. And he had a lengthy practice. He may still be practicing. And for many years, he performed abortions before he became pro-life. We have some audio from him. One of these days, we'll play some more of that for you. But he, with all of his background and experience and expertise and scientific knowledge, he says it's never necessary to save the life of the mother to abort the baby. And, you know, follow the science, right? He's a scientist. I figure let's follow the science. Anywho, so it's great. Indiana, under this new bill, says that abortions can be performed only in hospitals or outpatient centers owned by hospitals, meaning all abortion clinics, a.k.a. big abortion like Planned Parenthood, they lose their licenses. Ipso facto. Isn't that great? A doctor who performs an illegal abortion or fails to file required reports must also lose his or her medical license. Wording that tightens the current Indiana law that says a doctor may lose his or her license. Governor Eric Holcomb, Republican, he says, I am personally most proud of each Hoosier. Am I saying that right, Cyrus? Hoosier? It's Hoosier, isn't it?
Perfect.
It's not Hoosier.
It's not Hoosier. It's not how it looks.
No, that's true. Nobody would say Hoosier. That just, like, come on, man. Come on, man. Hoosier. He says, I am personally most proud of each Hoosier who came forward to courageously share their views in a debate that is unlikely to cease anytime soon. That much is for sure. Well, we saw Kansas went over to the dark side with a similar vote, and they went the wrong direction. So I'm pleased to see that Indiana has gone in the right direction. It's not all the way there, but we're getting there little by little. By the way, Cyrus, did you know that Roe versus Wade was overturned? Did you hear about that? I just love the sound of those words. I just want to hear it again. Roe versus Wade was overturned. I love it. It's like a dream come true. And yet it's not a dream. It's real. 888-914-9149. Let's get to the phones. Let's talk to Steve in L.A., California. Good morning, Steve.
Yes, hello, Mr. Madrid. I just wanted to tell you that I'm a homeless person in Los Angeles, and I've been leaning on Relevant Radio, and I woke up with so much gratitude, and I had been praying as a homeless person, got my faith back, listening to this station. I just wanted to thank you, and the entire Relevant Radio family that you have over there. Because it's incredibly useful for a person who's struggling like myself, and I just wanted to say that, and thank you. That's mostly it. I check with you guys. Every one of your programs is incredibly helpful for a person like myself who's struggling, so thank you so much.
Steve, I am so happy to hear this. First of all, so happy to know that Relevant Radio is helpful to you, kind of a lifeline. Would that be putting too much emphasis on it? Would I be overstating the case if I said that Relevant Radio was a lifeline for you?
No, not at all, sir. The only thing I had before I got this cell phone that almost feels like God gave to me, because I wasn't sure if I was praying wrong for a cell phone, right? So I checked with you guys if I'm praying for things, if it's the right or wrong thing. You know, I was baptized a Catholic at birth, and I actually found my faith back during homelessness listening to your radio station.
I am so, well, praise God, from whom all blessings flow, right? So, Steve, if you don't mind, I realize it's personal, and I don't want to invade your privacy, but if you're willing, can I ask you a couple questions
ask
about
me anything.
Your situation?
It's totally fine.
Okay. So, obviously, you weren't born homeless. What happened? How did you go from having whatever the life was you had before in a home, you know, in a house?
You know, I had...
How did it happen?
I had a dream. I went for a dream, basically. I wanted to get into the video business, and basically, I didn't know what I was doing, but I went to college for it, and I went for it, and I struck out. And so I'm basically a bad business person, but a good artist. That's the way I describe it to everyone that asks me the question. How else can I explain it? You know, it's.
You mean you lost everything? Like you sank your life savings into this business venture and it failed and you were left penniless? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. And, you know, I won't, I can't blame myself for everything. There was some bad economic situations here and there. But, you know, I started just doing things for free at one point because I was working with a bunch of struggling artists. There's a lot of us here in Los Angeles, and originally moved from the Bay Area in San Francisco to Los Angeles to follow a dream, and I struck out, and I ended up homeless.
What would it take? And I don't know if you want to put it in terms of dollars or something. What would it take for you to get back on your feet and get off the streets and back into some kind of a situation like an apartment or something like that? Would it take a steady job, or what would it take?
God, I don't even know. That I keep thinking that as long as I keep my health up, and then this pandemic thing started, so keeping my health is like my top priority, right?
At all times.
And then because I'm praying again, my mind is clearing. I don't know how to explain it. I just, you know, mom said, basically, you know, my mom is she actually converted to evangelical Christianity, but she's we were all originally baptized Catholic, you know, and my family's very pious, and I never was. I don't consider myself pious, but I now I'm praying pretty much every day.
That is fantastic. So, could you get back in with your mom? I mean, could you go live with her to get off the streets? Because obviously you want to get off the streets.
I would imagine if I could just get a job doing what I went to college for.
Yeah.
You know?
Well.
That's the only thing I can think of. And it's been so incredibly difficult. There's so many different roadblocks that I wasn't aware of that I'm fairly articulate.
I'll say. Hey, how about this, Steve? If you can access the internet on your phone, and obviously if you can, be careful what you look at, obviously. But check out the St. Vincent de Paul organization. They'll have one in your area. They're everywhere. Are you familiar with the St. Vincent de Paul Society?
Only in San Francisco, but not in Los Angeles.
Okay, they're big in L.A. too. They're big. They're big everywhere. Get in touch with them, and you can actually go visit them, and they will help you. They provide things like free or at least heavily discounted medical care, dental care. Sometimes it's free, depending on your circumstances. I think it would be free for you, I would guess. They can get you connected with jobs, training, food. Of course, you need a meal, you need clothes, you need to get a shower, any of those kinds of things. The St. Vincent de Paul Society is ready, willing, and able to help you. and they're right there in your backyard. Yeah. I don't need to know where in LA you are, but they're all over the place. So if you get on the Archdiocesan website for the Archdiocese of LA, you can zero in and then call them or go visit them.
That's where that's at.
Yeah, I would do that. Make that first step, and they can help you because they're set up to do that. They're set up to help people in your situation.
Downtown is probably where it's at.
Probably.
Because I know exactly where the Archdiocese is at in downtown.
Okay, great. Well, they won't. I don't think that they will be there. Typically, St. Vincent de Paul Centers will be some large facility where I'm thinking of the one in Phoenix, for example. I took a tour of that one. They were very kind to me, and they showed me around, and I was very impressed. Just a massive complex that's dedicated to helping people. They serve thousands and thousands of hot meals every single day. They teach children. They provide medical and dental care, haircuts. You can go take a shower. It's a safe place. No one's going to hurt you. And there are a lot of opportunities. So I think if you got in touch with them, Steve, and just let them know that you are referred and what can they do to help you, you just might be able to get out of this predicament sooner rather than later.
Well, that's the thing why I'm calling, because your radio station is there and I've gotten into a good practice of prayer again. Okay. Because of the radio station, I feel like I can do it. I didn't have that. I didn't have that confidence. You know, when we say that prayer where we're inspired, what is the prayer, sir, where you say, inspired by the confidence, God.
Inspired by this confidence, we mother, fly into thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee do
that's
we come.
The before one.
Thee... Mm-hmm. That's it.
That one. That one's helping me a lot.
That's called a memorare. And
the memorare, yes.
Is your phone
that one helps me
is
a lot.
Your phone is do you have a smartphone or a dumb phone?
No, I have a smartphone.
Perfect. Okay, so if you don't already have the Relevant Radio app on your phone, which you should get in any case, put it on your phone. It's free. So go to your app store and type in Relevant Radio. You'll find it there. There's an image, kind of a bluish colored image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. When you download it, in the upper right hand, it says pray. When you click that, it'll open up all these prayers. Do you already have the app on your phone?
No, I just got this phone because I prayed for it.
Wow, God answers prayers.
Is that crazy? I thought I was committing a sin for praying for a job and a phone.
No.
Am I?
No. See, what did Jesus say? Jesus said, ask your Father in heaven for those things that you need. He already knows what you need, but he delights in hearing you. So Jesus says, ask him. You know, he says, you know, which father among you would give his son a snake if he asked for an egg, or a scorpion if he asked for an egg? I'm probably saying it backwards. A snake if you ask for a fish, or a scorpion, or a stone. And he says, you know, you who are wicked are willing and able to give good things to your children. How much more so is your Father in heaven who loves you willing to do that? Well, Steve, it's been an honor and a delight for me to talk to you. I feel very uplifted by your comments. I'm so happy to know that Relevant Radio is there for you. So one final point here. When you get the Relevant Radio app on your phone, which you can do in moments, you know, by the time we hang up, you can have it downloaded on your phone. Go in the upper right-hand corner where it says pray. Click on that, and it will open up a menu of different prayers. There's a huge amount of stuff in there. Click on basic prayers. And then scroll down a bit and you'll find the memorare. That's the prayer that you're referring to. Let's pray it together. And let's all pray it together for Steve that he can successfully get back to work, get back into a better life. And let's ask Our Lady to pray for him. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly into thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Steve, my parting gift to you would be the suggestion that you pray that prayer, ask Our Lady every single day, just pray it every day, asking Our Lady to help you resolve this situation. And I wouldn't be surprised if in the not-too-distant future you're calling me and telling me about the miracles that take place in your life. Thank you, Steve. God bless you. Cyrus.
Wow.
What do you say? I mean, isn't that remarkable and wonderful.
Yeah, and an added bonus to this, Steve, is you now have millions of other people praying for you, too.
So true.
Because these Relevant Radio listeners are amazing.
Because his sister, family. Because his sister Sledge once said, "We are family." Everybody knows the song. Not everybody knows who sang it. Cyrus, you were a big hit this past weekend. You joined me in SoCal for the Patrick Madrid experience.
That was so cool.
People loved you.
Oh, Patrick, it was so neat. That's the first time I've been to one of these events, and it was awesome to see you in your element. I mean, it was...
Moving and grooving.
It really was cool. And the people that came there were so genuinely wonderful.
They were.
I was really touched and blown away by the entire event. So thank you for having me.
Oh, you're most welcome. Well, first of all, shout out to all of you who were there at Christ Cathedral campus for the event this past weekend. If you were there, you know what happened. But what an exciting time for everybody to get a chance to meet you, Cyrus. And I'm telling you, hands down, 99 out of 100 comments about you were, "I thought he was a lot younger."
Yes.
Everybody said that.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. I thought he was so much younger. They think I'm so much taller when they hear me on the radio. So what can I say?
Yeah, I think I have a voice. It sounds like I have a full head of hair. I think that's the...
Is that it?
That must be it.
Well, you did a great job, Cyrus. Yeah, thanks. Thanks again.
You know, I tweeted out, I had more pictures taken of me that day than any single day in my whole life, including my wedding day. And so I know
including that FBI raid of your house. Well, we won't go there.
We are not going there.
No.
So if I took a picture with you on Twitter, please share it with me. I want to see them. I want to see these pictures.
Oh, you're talking to the kind citizens of the United States of America who were at the event.
That is correct. Yeah. So if you go to the show Twitter page, just share them right there. I'd really like to see him. I had such a wonderful time, and I have fond memories, and I didn't take any pictures myself, so I want to see some of this stuff.
Oh, so the ones you posted, you didn't take? Where
that
did
was
those
it.
Come from?
Those were the three. That was, I see. That was it. I took three photos.
Okay. Well, it was marvelous, and you know, the most exciting thing for me was these people, what was it? 1,200 during the day and then another 300 in the evening or so, 250, something like that. They are avid Relevant Radio listeners. I mean avid, enthusiastic, excited about Relevant Radio. And I think we had in the neighborhood of about 1,200 bumper stickers. And from what I could see, they were all gone.
Yeah, that is awesome. Yeah, I had multiple people tell me, I listen to Relevant Radio as my alarm when I wake up. And I have it going through my house all day. When I drive, I'm listening to it. These are like 24-hour-a-day listeners.
They are.
It's incredible.
You'll get a kick out of this, I think. My wife did. So Nancy and I were together, and we were just talking to people and such. And this lovely lady, and I don't know how old she was. You know, it's hard to say, honestly. But she was, you know, she was an older woman, let's put it that way. And she came up and she said hello, and she said to me with a twinkle in her eye, she says, "I wake up every morning with you." And of course she looks at Nancy, and Nancy's smiling, and she says, "You're the only man in my life." And I said, "Well, I just want to make sure my wife heard that." And Nancy smiled. She says, "No, I get it. I understand what she means." And it's really touching how many people, like you said, they start their day with Relevant Radio. They start the first thing, even before the coffee, is they're listening to Relevant Radio. Which I love.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
Thanks again. Thanks again, everybody. It was so great to see all of you, and I'm so happy to know that all of you are energized by Relevant Radio. That's a gift for us. We'll take a break, and we'll come back to your phone calls. The number is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. I've got some information for you, by the way. I'm going to share it on the other side of this timeout about something new that Alexa is doing that I'd be interested in knowing what you think about it. I think it's kind of weird and possibly dangerous. Alexa, I'll tell you what that is right after this.
You know, you just turned on a whole bunch of people's devices. Here comes the sun. It's all
right.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com. Let me ask you, can the Catholic Church have a future if we Catholics don't understand our past? Experience history the way it should be taught in a free online class from Christendom College. Just go to principlesclasses.com.
Keeping it relevant. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
As you guessed, it is Taco Tuesday. Thank you for listening to the Patrick Madrid Show. We do it in Mexico all the time.
I like tacos.
I know you do. 888-914-9149. So here's the deal about Alexa, owned by Amazon. There was a tech conference recently, and Amazon had one of the events, and they rolled out this new feature using the AI component of Alexa. And you see this adorable little boy, and I'm reading from an article in Fast Company. Check it out. We'll get it posted for you. It says this: there's a video showing an adorable little boy asking Alexa, "Can Grandma finish reading me The Wizard of Oz?" So Grandma starts reading. The woman's voice that reads a few sentences from the book sounds grandmothery, but without knowing Grandma, it's impossible to evaluate the likeness. And the whole thing came across to many people as they used terms like morbid and creepy, etc. But what they had done is that Amazon was able to clone Grandma's voice based on just a one-minute audio sample. And they can do that with your voice. They can do it with my voice. They may already have done that. When I think about all the gazillions of hours of recordings of my voice out there saying just about every word in my vocabulary at one time or another, just about every inflection in my voice, it'd be so easy. And Alexa can do it now. To clone your voice, they call it a deep fake. You've heard me talk about that before, to the point where you would not be able to tell. Just like the little boy in the video thought that his deceased grandmother was reading him The Wizard of Oz. The fear of deep fake voices capable of fooling humans or voice recognition technology is not unfounded. In one 2020 case, thieves used an artificially generated voice to talk a Hong Kong banker into releasing $400,000 before it was discovered what had happened. That's a lot of money. At the same time, as voice interactions with technology become more common, brands are eager to be represented by unique voices, and consumers seem to want tech that sounds more human. Although a Google voice assistant that imitated the ums and mm-hmms and other tics of human speech was criticized for being too realistic. So you really should read this article.
Oh, this is creepy. It really is. Easy to do. And just the time that you started talking about it, I deep faked your voice. Check this out.
Cyrus, you are the nicest guy. You are a hard worker. You're a good guy. You're thoughtful. You are empathetic. You're very funny. You're all that and more, Cyrus. You're fantastic. You're an excellent producer. I don't care what anyone else says. I think you're okay.
See? You never said that.
And I never said that.
I generated that in just seconds.
Why would I even say that? Well, that is clever. However you did Alexa help you with that?
She did. Thank you, Alexa. Mm. But stay away from my grandma. Not cool.
See, that's the thing. How about this? What about deceased celebrities? If you can get a minute of grandma's voice from an old recording, and Alexa can clone that so that you can hear your grandmother's voice now. She's gone to her eternal reward, and yet you can make her say anything to you. That's what this will do. In grandma's voice, perfectly cloned, and I'm sure that it will become perfected as time goes on, even more difficult to detect. You can have anybody say anything. What would happen, Cyrus? Don't do this, by the way. Do not do this. do not clone Father Rocky's voice saying everybody gets a raise. Don't do it.
I'm not doing that.
No, don't do it. So
yeah, just because we can do things with technology doesn't mean we should.
Well, this is the thing, is that we live in a time now where tech is, I'm trying to think of the right word for it, but I'll just call it tech. Artificial intelligence has become so powerful. This, you know, it makes me think of, and often I do think about this, I'll just say it in passing, in Revelation, the book of Revelation, where it talks about the rise of the beast, and although it doesn't use the word Antichrist in the book of Revelation, it refers to the Antichrist, but it talks a lot about the beast, and it also talks about the image of the beast, which is a very mysterious phrase, the image of the beast. What is that exactly? Could it be a hologram? Could it be artificial intelligence? What is that? And the more technology unfolds and the more we're able now to do things like cloning people's voices and turning that into something that people, you know, might actually really want. If you want to hear a deceased loved one, I could easily understand why people in their sorrow after somebody has died really like this. I mean, I could see some potentially helpful applications for it. Imagine if, God forbid, your wife or your husband or a child dies and you're just pining away with grief and you want to hear that person's voice again, and you can hear that person's voice saying, I love you, I'm still with you. You could have it say anything you want. It's just, like you said, it is kind of creepy, but we'll see where it goes. Anyway, so it just crosses my mind that this image of the beast that's spoken of in Revelation, you could begin reading about it in chapter 14. It just strikes me as possibly something related to that.
I think we'll find out what the problem is just as well as I do.
You know, I guess they had it wrong in that movie, because Hal isn't going to sound like a robot. Hal's going to sound like Grandma.
Well, I mean, if you program it that way, but wouldn't you rather have my voice? I think we both know what the problem is, Cyrus.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yeah, my name's not Dave, by the way. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Jose now in San Benito, Texas. Good morning, Jose.
Hi, Patrick. I just want to say that I'm so glad that so many bumper stickers were given away.
Yeah.
Because I'm here because of a bumper sticker.
Oh, what happened?
So I was working. I work at the college. And this kid came with his binder, and in his binder he had a bumper sticker of Relevant Radio, I'm sorry. And, you know, so I thought it was an evangelical radio station or something, and me defending the faith and trying to learn, you know, their views, that to defend our faith, I went over it and Googled our station, the Relevant Radio.
Okay.
And found out he was Catholic. And then, to my surprise, you were here. You invited. So
yeah.
I were a little bit familiar with you. I had seen some videos from you from back when, you know.
Were they deep fake videos where I was praising Cyrus, or were they actual videos?
Now I'm a huge fan of all the stations here, all the programs here.
Thank you. I'm happy beyond words, because here again is another example of God's providence. So tell me again. So it was some guy who came into where you worked or someplace where you were, and he had a bumper sticker not on his car, but it was on a binder?
His binder, yes, sir.
Wow. And so you saw that. Did you ask him what it was, or did you just look at it and then look it up?
No, I just looked at it, and like you said, I thought it was an evangelical radio station, because we have plenty down here.
Oh, no doubt.
And it was actually a Catholic one. You weren't here at the time. But, you know, later when you came down here to South Texas, I was all happy and glad you were here.
Well, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for me. I'm happy for Relevant Radio. Do me a favor. Do all of us a favor, Jose. If you want, go to relevantradio.com, and in the navigation bar, click on support. Well, you don't have to click on it. Just mouse over the word support. And it will open a drop-down menu. And at the bottom of that drop-down menu, it says request a bumper sticker. So if you would like to have a bumper sticker for your area, it can either say the station like 9:30 a.m. in Los Angeles, or 100.7 FM, or 1010 a.m., or it will just say listen at relevantradio.com. And we can get you hooked up with these bumper stickers, and then you can repeat that and pay it forward for other people who will see the bumper sticker that you have.
Absolutely, I will.
Thank you. Well, welcome aboard, Jose. It's great to know that you're out there listening. Thank you. So happy that the bumper stickers are out there proliferating, and we will be more than happy to send you a bumper sticker, or two or three if you ask for them. And just go, again, for those who are interested, go to relevantradio.com, and then you'll see the navigation bar, listen, support, faith, events, contact. Just mouse over the word support. The drop-down menu will open. Go all the way down to the bottom, request a bumper sticker, and boom, there it is. Oops, there it is. I'm trying to remember the lyrics of the song.
Yeah, that's all you need to know. I just posted this to the Twitters, too. So,
oh, good.
P Madrid Show, at P Madrid Show. You at can't P miss Madrid it. Show. And you can find it on the show page, too.
Thank you, Cyrus. You done good. Let's go to Chris now in Feasterville, PA, where everybody is well-fed. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Patrick. Every time I hear this, the name of my town, I think of sitting down at a table to Thanksgiving dinner. thanks for taking my call, Patrick.
Sure.
My question, probably this would be impossible with a plenary indulgence. My question, Patrick, is if an individual earlier in his life has earned a number of partial indulgences, mm-hmm. but then unfortunately commits a mortal sin, but then goes to confession immediately, gets absolution for the mortal sin, would the partial indulgences that individual had earned earlier still apply to the individual?
No, for this reason, that an indulgence is the remission of the necessity to do penance for sins that have been forgiven. So it doesn't apply to anything in the future. So it's for whatever here and now may require penance on your part, it applies to that. But it's not as though it's sort of in storage waiting to be used. It's applied then and there. And it's not something that you can bank, so to speak, and then use for something later. It's not an offset or anything like that.
Yes, in other words, committing the mortal sin would automatically void any previous indulgence the individual may have earned.
No, not at all. No. So let's look at it this way. So let's say that last week you received, let's just say, a plenary indulgence. And for those who are wondering, what is that? A plenary indulgence is the complete remission. Jesus said to the apostles, he said it first to Peter in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, then he said it to all the apostles as a group in Matthew 18, 18. He said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And so these would be a couple of places in Scripture, among others, where you can see that the Lord gives this authority to the apostles. In John chapter 20, he says, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, whose sins you hold bound are held bound. So he gives them this authority involving not only the remission of sin, but also the penalties due to sin, which is separate from the eternal penalty that only Christ himself can pay for. See, our sins have effects. We call them the temporal effects due to sin. So an indulgence is the church saying that in lieu of you doing penance for your sins, we're not talking about the eternal penalty that only Jesus pays for, but the effect of the sin in your life after it's been forgiven. If you were to receive, Chris, a plenary indulgence last week, every part of your life, every sin, and presumably you had gone to confession, so you were in the state of grace. So all of your sins of your past life, whatever penance you might need to do as a result of those sins, is completely obliterated. It's no longer necessary to do that. But let's say today, God forbid, you commit a mortal sin. It has no effect on those earlier indulgences. In essence, it's like you're resetting the clock in a bad way, because now you're back in the state of mortal sin. Again, God forbid. But it has no effect one way or the other. It's not related to anything that came before. It's starting fresh, so to speak. Does that make sense?
Patrick, I understand somewhat, but let's can I phrase it this way? Let's say the individual has earned a partial indulgence, which the church teaches is a remission of part of the temporal punishment that he may ordinarily have to pay for in purgatory.
Right.
And my question, if that's the case, let's say he's earned a partial indulgence. He commits the mortal sin, immediately goes to confession, and receives absolution from the priest for the mortal sin. Would the partial indulgence that he had already earned still be in effect?
No. That's what I was trying to say in my clumsy way. Once you receive the indulgence, it is applied then and there. It's not something you can store. You can't put it on ice and then take it out when you need it. It's applied to whatever it's applied then and there to whatever temporal effects due to sin you may have at that moment. But you can't store it. It's not something you can keep in your back pocket and pull it back out again if you fall into sin. It doesn't work that way.
Patrick, thank you so very much. I appreciate your answer.
You're welcome, Chris. Thank you. Thanks for being patient. Sometimes these are topics that require a bit more explanation. Let's see if we can quickly get to Rob in Las Vegas. Good morning, Rob.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Patrick, I have a question. When is it okay to judge? And just real quick, as I understand, we're not supposed to judge when it comes to being right with God, but I thought that was God's God.
Okay, I think I can hear you. I think you said first of all, you asked, when is it okay to judge? And then you said, you think, I couldn't quite hear that. You think what?
I thought it was God's place to judge whether or not someone is right in their walk with him, not our place.
I see. Okay, well, that's a very good question. The thing is, Jesus says in two different places, in Matthew chapter 7, and this is repeated in Luke chapter 6, but Matthew 7, beginning in verse 1, judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And that's where he talks about, why do you say to your brother, hey, you've got a speck in your eye, don't you see the log in your own eye? So he talks about that. But in John chapter 7, verse 24, he says, do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. So we are called to judge, you might say, actions. This is why we can say racism is wrong, slavery is wrong, murder, theft, etc. is wrong. We're judging and we're making a right judgment on the basis of the natural law, divine revelation, the moral code, etc. But that's different from saying, I know what's going on in your heart and I'm going to judge you. This is something only God can do. St. Paul actually talks about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Where he says, actually rather, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, where he says, you know, I don't care if you judge me, talking to his detractors. I don't care if you judge me. It doesn't matter to me a bit. The one who will judge me is God. He says, I'm not aware of anything against me, but that doesn't mean that I am necessarily scot-free. You know, I'm paraphrasing. It doesn't mean I'm necessarily in good graces. Only God can make that decision. So to your question, we're not supposed to judge anyone's heart because we can't know what's going on. And it's hard enough for us to know what's happening in our own hearts, I think. But we do have to judge certain actions and say, that's wrong. You shouldn't do that. Or that's good. I'm glad you did that. Does that clarify it a little bit better?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. You're most welcome, Rob. Thank you. Well, timeout time, and we're coming right back. I've got some more tech news for you. This very well may be a product that you have in your home, and I want to tell you something about it that might make you decide not to keep it. I'll tell you what that is when I come back from this quick timeout. Our Lord often preached about being good stewards of God's gifts. A legal will guarantees that the important people in your life and everything you've worked for will be taken care of according to your wishes and our Catholic faith. Make your will today using free will. Go to relevantradio.com/freewill to learn more. That's relevantradio.com/freewill.
Keeping it relevant.
It's absolutely. Free.
It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid is on Coast to Coast on Relevant Radio.
We're having a great old time here on the Patrick Madrid Show. Just Cyrus and me and you hanging out, eating some tacos. I heard you eat that taco during the break, Cyrus. You wolfed it down quickly.
You have to. I only have a couple minutes.
Brush the crumbs off your chin. You got some.
See, a real friend lets you know when you have food on your face or in your teeth. So thank you.
I'm a real friend. By the way, I hope I can be forgiven for bragging just for a minute, but I feel compelled to brag about my 28th grandchild. Little bitty girl, her name is Margot Sophia, and I got permission from my daughter to post her picture. I always ask first. I never post pictures of my grandchildren unless mom and dad say it's okay. And she said, yeah, it's fine. Go ahead. So if you want to see this, I call her a plump little cherub. You tell me what you think. It's on my Twitter feed.
She is so cute. Wow. Congratulations, Papa. What do they call you? What do your grandkids call you?
They call me Granddad.
Granddad.
Or Grandpa.
Yeah. Congratulations, yeah. Granddad.
It's just, the miracle of life is so amazing to me. And I'm so grateful. Nancy and I both, we're just truly grateful for the gift of life. The life of our children. I mean, our marriage together, first of all, but the lives of our children and now our grandchildren. I think I told you, Cyrus, my oldest granddaughter is now married. And you know what that means? It means that in the likely not too distant future, I may have to add another line item to my resume. Husband, father, grandfather, great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather. Wow.
Hard to imagine. Hard to imagine. Well, this plump little cherub, Margot Sophia, she's a long way away from that. Long, long way away. But if you want to see her, she's such a pretty little thing. And she's on my Twitter feed. Take a look. And please join me in a prayer of thanksgiving to God for his gift of life. 888-914-9149. Before we go to the phones, I do want to share the story. It's a text story with you. But before I do that, we've had somebody waiting patiently. So let's take her call first. Anna in Schaumburg, Illinois. Thank you for waiting and welcome.
Thank you. Patrick, I would have waited. It would have been okay. I just want to say that I am very blessed for you and Cyrus in my life. I mean, I'm a longtime listener of Relevant Radio, and I feel a traitor to Drew and Father Simon, but it's all about you and Cyrus now, seems like. And I just had to say that if I could ask for a wish, it'd be for see you guys live. Do your show live. And, I have to say, I'm so overwhelmed. I can listen to reruns and not get enough of you two. And it's just a great blessing in my life. And I love that my education in the Catholic faith just continues to grow with all the knowledge of yours that you share. And I really appreciate your patience and taking everyone's call and really, really, really listening and making sure we understand and we have a clear answer.
You are so kind and gracious, Anna. Thank you. That's a lovely thing for you to say. Thanks for taking time out of your day to share that with us. How did you first discover Relevant Radio? You mentioned Drew. Obviously, he's our star quarterback, puts out a fantastic 3-hour-per-day show. Father Richard Simon is a walking encyclopedia and very funny to boot. I mean, you're talking about the creme de la creme of Relevant Radio when it comes to these programs.
Well, I would go to Daily Mass and I would always speak about I was blessed. I'm first generation here Mexican American and I was raised in the Latin Mass, which I miss, and then at work, I make sure to defend our faith. And one time someone said, have you heard of Relevant Radio? I think she assumed I knew of it already. And I said, no. And she said, well, she invited me to, there was something with Relevant Radio. And so it's been like 15 years, I think now.
Wow,
have you guys
nice.
Been on that long?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
It was when I last worked, so I haven't worked in about 15 years. So,
Cyrus, you have been with Relevant Radio, what is it, 18 years now?
16 years. Yep. Okay. Drew has been here 18, I think. Yeah. And we've been on the air for over 20.
It's amazing.
That is.
Oh, it's been over, see? And so I have two blessings, two adult children, and so they grew up with Relevant Radio, too. So.
Oh, that's great.
That's what they listened to going to soccer practice. If they weren't, we weren't at church, we were at soccer practice or some type of a sporting event, and it was the Divine Chaplet or the Rosary. So, yeah, I was introduced by Adriana. God bless her. And, yeah. So, but
that's
now,
great.
Like I said, I feel like a traitor. Just Cyrus and Patrick. And I haven't listened to Father Simon in a while, and he makes my day because he cracks me up. But it's like, man, I can't get enough of Drew and Cyrus. So,
well, thank you for that. We take it to heart, and we're grateful for that. But we want to spread the love around. So, by all means, with the Relevant Radio app, you can listen anytime you want to Drew Mariani and to Father Richard Simon and to Timmery and to Kel Clark and to Josh Raymond and to John and Glenn in the morning, and Sarah too, by the way, on that team. And am I missing anybody? Oh, Morning Air with Daybreak with Paul Sadek. And I feel like I'm missing somebody. Who am I missing? Father Richard Simon.
Did you say Kel Clark?
I said Kel Clark.
Did you say Drew?
I did say Drew.
Who is this Drew of which you speak?
Yeah. So, yeah, Josh Raymond, I think I got everybody. So we are all here for you, Anna, every minute of every day, and you can listen to Drew. I won't tell Drew, okay? Cyrus, don't tell Drew that Anna has switched over to listening to the Patrick Madrid show.
I can promise nothing.
Well, don't worry, Anna. We're all pulling for each other. We're all fans of each other's show, and I'm sure that you will, when you dip back in, you're going to find it just as wonderful as it ever was. Thank you, Anna. Great talking to you. And viva Mexico! Let's go to Patrick now in Trenton. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. Okay, I have a question. I have a cousin of mine, and I was trying to tell her to texting her the whole memorari.
Okay.
And she's like, I feel so terrible for her. She's so lost. And I was trying to think of a prayer that she can say, you know, memorize. And I go into my phone, and I was texting her a little message, and my finger, you know how the iPhones, they have, like, spell prediction?
Auto-correct.
To type in memorize, and the word heresy popped up. And I don't know what I hit, if I hit the H or something accidentally, but I wasn't even thinking that word. Mm. And, I mean, I know it's not, and I just wondered, my question really is that like, is
it's
that
pure
like
happenstance? It's pure happenstance. It means nothing.
I think so.
It's a coincidence. It's you know how sometimes you look up in the sky and there's a cloud that looks like a face or an angel or a dog or something? You see a shape in the clouds, or you might see a shape in some other random collection of things. That's all that is. It's just coincidence. It doesn't mean anything.
I was a little concerned. I thought maybe it was the like some kind of demon trying to get in my head or something.
No. You have nothing to worry about like that. I mean, if you're on Team Jesus, if you love Jesus and you're in the state of grace, receiving the sacraments and saying your prayers and helping other people, you've got nothing to fear. You seem disappointed, Patrick. Were you hoping that I would tell you otherwise?
Well, you know, I have a past, and I know a lot of times the demons stick on you, and I was just.
That's true.
I was just kind of.
They'll try to do that. Well, far be it from me to try to make people not pay attention to, you know, angelic warfare. And in this case, the bad angels, I in no way want to discourage you from being attentive or being vigilant about things like that. But this, I can assure you, this is just happenstance. I'll give you an example, Patrick. I was on an airplane with my wife yesterday, flying home from Southern California. We get on the airplane and we're sitting down, getting ready to take off. The plane starts rolling. I glance down at my phone, and you know what I saw? Are you still there? Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
I saw 9/11. That's what time it was. 9/11. 9/11. So instantaneously, when I saw 9/11, I thought, oh, you know, does this have anything to do with 9/11? Is it going to happen again? Will there be hijacking? And I just put the thought out of my mind. This is pure happenstance. And what can happen is if you let yourself be ruled or tormented by these thoughts, they can get the better of you when all they really are just pure coincidence and nothing more. So I would shake it off and don't even think about it. The devil's not trying to get to you through the autocorrect on your phone.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad I got through. Thank you.
Me too. Yeah, I would say be at peace. There's no reason to worry about that.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Patrick. Appreciate the phone call. As ever, 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149 is the number to call. I think we might have time for Jason. We'll see. Jason in Phoenix, welcome.
Hi, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a question, and this is only the second time calling in, but I listen to you every morning. I really appreciate your responses because it's very factual, but I'm calling for your opinion as well this morning. Okay. So I heard that there was some sort of a letter that came out from the Pope to address what seems to be a very deep divide in our church between pre and post Vatican II. And I have not had a chance to read it, but I heard that it didn't land well on quite a few parishioners. But I have felt this feeling of, you know, it feels like there's a right and a wrong mass depending on, you know, who you talk to from the Latin and Novus Ordo. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious to know if you've been able to read this infamous letter, what the Pope's stance is on it. And then I'd love your opinion on, you know, this really deep division that seems to be going on in the church between the two masses. Very briefly, this came up because we had some friends in town and they really wanted to go to the Latin Mass. And there was a lot of comments about, there's some things that just aren't right. So I'll stop talking and get your thoughts, but okay. I'd love to hear, your thoughts.
That's a good setup, Jason. Thank you. And if you'll stay right there, I'll come right back right after this and I'll take that up on the other side of this timeout. Stick around because you never know what you might hear on the Patrick Madrid Show. 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. I'll be right back.